Hello, my name is Dresden Wilson, and I will be providing a voice recording to go along with my Center for Undergraduate Research and Scholarship poster presentation. The title of my project is The Genetic Mechanisms Mediating Aluminum Toxicity in Plants, a review of aluminum toxicity and potential genetic targets for increasing the outcomes of agriculturally significant species in acidic soils with elevated aluminum concentrations. Now, I admit that this is a mouthful of a title, but the thing about the issue of aluminum toxicity is that it's very multifaceted. There's a lot of different things to consider, and so having a title like this is really encompassing all that I want to talk about with this issue. First of all, I'd like to direct your attention to the graphical representation I have underneath my introduction. On the far left side, you'll find a graph that shows the areas of countries that have highly acidic soils. These are soils typically with a pH of around 4.5 to 5.5, pretty acidic. Although plants have adapted to survive in acidic soils, the problem with the current trend that we're seeing is that more and more soil is becoming acidified, and not all plants have the tolerance to be able to deal with that. And as these soils continue to acidify, insoluble aluminum compounds in the soil are becoming soluble and turned into even worse aluminum compounds that greatly disrupt plant growth, and more importantly, crop yield. As we can see in the graph directly below in figure 2, this problem is exacerbated by emissions from fossil fuel industries. The graph shows the number or the distribution of sulfur dioxide emissions. We can see that most of those emissions are coming from coal companies, oil companies, our fossil fuel industries. As those harmful emissions enter the atmosphere, atmospheric chemistry is changing those emissions so that when they come down, they're in the form of acid rain, which I'm sure you've heard of. So the problem with acid rain is that that's what's bringing up all of those aluminum compounds that are highly toxic for the plants that we rely on. Our crops, our wheat, rice, legumes, those are some of the species that are even less tolerant to aluminum poisoning. So, when you have plants that are facing aluminum toxification, you'll see that a lot of the roots are poorly formed. They do not take in water or nutrients. They are poor anchors for the plants in the ground. And they also have seen disruptions with the microbial communities that plants cultivate in the roots. And so these are all, big problems that we would have with plants because the functions of the roots are absolutely essential for the functions of the plants. So what can we do about this problem? Well, from a genetic point of view, I think that we should put further funding and research into finding out what genetic mechanisms are mediating aluminum toxicity so that we can potentially create and select crops that have a better chance of surviving in these conditions as they continue to worsen. Under my genetic mechanisms in aluminum exclusion and internal management section, you'll find a couple of key genes that have been identified in the process of extruding excess aluminum. What's most incredible about the genes that we've discovered so far is that many of them are conserved across diverse species of plants, which means that even though we're testing genes in a model organism like Arabidopsis thaliana that has no agricultural significance, we may still be able to apply those findings directly to the plants that we really, really care about, like rice and wheat, tomatoes, potatoes, corn. And so that's why it's so important that we make sure we're giving time and money to researchers that are trying to figure out how we can sort of hack into the genetic mechanisms of aluminum extrusion so that we can ensure that we have a secure and dependable global food supply, especially as our population continues to increase. So I hope you'll take away some key points from my presentation that, one, this is a complex issue. There are a lot of different factors that are playing into how our soils are becoming more acidified. But there are a lot of different ways that we can sort of approach this problem to try to come up with a solution. I've mentioned genetic mechanisms and selective breeding as one of the options. However, other options include trying to minimize fossil fuel emissions, sort of trying to make sure that we can avoid the problem in the future. Other factors that we have considered are hydroponic farming, farming with sustainability in mind and trying to do more crop rotation. Now, these are all different things that we could be doing to try to alleviate this problem. And so I hope that you'll understand that this is a really complex and pervasive issue, and it's one that certainly deserves our attention. Thank you.